Well, FFA is agricultural education, and being in Iowa, ag is very important to us. Most of us are farm kids, so this is another way we can get back to what we'd like to do in school. We do it this week in February because it is President's Day week, and George Washington was very fond and was very proficient in agriculture, and we'd like to celebrate alongside with his birthday.
All right. Now, you were mentioning about farm kids, but FFA has actually expanded. We see a lot of urban students involved in FFA now, too, right?
Yes, we have a lot more, I want to say, town kids rather than farm kids, but with our chapter, we are able to give them that kind of farm experience and education while still in the classroom due to our Animal Learning Center and our hydroponic system. Our Animal Learning Center, we have farm animals where kids learn how to do all of the tasks that would be done on a regular farm, such as feeding and manure cleanup, as well as vaccinations and ear taggings and ear notching. And then on our hydroponic system and our test plot, kids get a side of the crop production side where we will harvest our plants.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that. In the Animal Ag Center there, when I was visiting a few weeks ago, you had a Duroc sow that with 9 little piglets. You also had 2 little bucket calves, a Holstein calf and a Black Angus Baldy calf as well. Have you added to that yet? Have you got lambs in there now, or we still have just the hogs and the cattle?
Yes, we actually have 2 new bottle lambs, and we still have our 2 our two bottle calves and all of our pigs.
Okay, and all the pigs. So now, the pigs by now probably have been weaned from the sow?
Yes, the sow is no longer in the classroom, but the piglets are energized and running like crazy.
Okay. All right, now let's talk about the hydroponics. A lot of people may not know what that actually is, but it's a technique of where you're growing vegetables, crops, whatever it is, by use of this basically water and the nutrients that you add to water. You don't really actually have any soil to help with the production of those vegetables then.
Yeah, correct. So we actually add a lot of nitrates and ammonia just so it balances out, so that way it don't just flat out drown the plants, but they're also able to grow off of the water and all of the extra added nutrients.
Now tell us about what is it you're growing there at the hydroponic center.
So since we've been back from school, we've kind of started from scratch since coming back from our Christmas break. So we're just getting rolling on a lot of Roma tomatoes and then a lot of lettuce.
Now, what happens when the lettuce is ready to be picked and the tomatoes are ripe? What do you do with those?
So those actually go right into our salad bar within the high school, and then kids that go through and pick out lunches are able to eat our product.